CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horn.
The Fan.
Hour number two of a Schultzy and Will edition of Danny and Dusty here on Sports Radio 1080, The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, YouTube and Twitch for all the kids and adults watching on the streaming services as well. Hi there. Good to see everybody. We are here talking everything about Oregon v. Ohio State in the Rose Bowl as well as the rest of the college football playoff. The quarterfinals getting going tonight. You can actually catch all the action on our sister station starting at 4 p.m. over on 910 ESPN. You got Penn State v. Boise State in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl, and we'll see who wins. Looks like it's going to be a Penn State victory. They are favored. I think the line's been going down. It was 11.5 at this point, at a point this morning. I believe it's now down to 10.5 or 10, and the total, which was at 50.5 to start the morning, that has gone up a bunch. A bit as well. We're trying to get out to Dusty Hera right now. Of course, he is down in Pasadena with the Oregon Ducks, although he did say that he was going to be there setting up, so might have to be a little bit flexible. I know that he's there with the rest of the broadcasting crew, Jerry Allen, Mike Jorgensen. I would assume that Joey Mack is down there as well. They're just spending a lot of time getting everything set up. And yeah, Will, that's okay. If we can't get him, he said that he will be able to come on later in the show, but we might have to be flexible. So if we don't have Dusty now, we'll push him back. That's okay. I still got more Dan Lanning audio to play, and we still have to get to a position-by-position breakdown for Oregon v. Ohio State. So looking at this matchup, one thing that people are concerned about, and actually just saw a comment about this on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6FAN, I'm really worried about the layoff. For the Ducks, Ohio State, they've played. They're warmed up. I've been ready to go best you can, but you don't want to tackle or have much contact for 25 days before a football game. Watch out. They're going to come out flying. It could be a long day. I hear what you're saying. A lot of people are worried about the gap that Oregon has between games, and that's definitely something to talk about going forward in the future of the college football bracket, you know, and the playoff with teams possibly being added. Will it go from a 12 to a 14 team bracket? Probably to 16. I would say probably there as well. How will the bye schedules be worked out? Can you limit time or eliminate some of the time between the first and the second round? Definitely some good questions to ask because, yeah, that 25-day layoff, Will, you understand why you have questions because the Vancouver Ford texter actually making a great point about, you know, the lack of hitting and the physicality that you're obviously used to in football. Anthony Newman made this point on Ducks Roundtable last night as well. Being off for this amount of time and not being able to get as physical as you normally are used to and then having to go right back to game speed, it's a little daunting. And I even heard Urban Meyer, former Ohio State and Florida and Utah head coach, on with Colin Cowherd this morning here on The Fan, and he was even talking about practicing and preparing, you know, to face off against such a talented team. You got to do so with the ones. You can't do it with a scout team. Like the cornerbacks and defensive backs or all the defense for Ohio State, they're facing off against Emeka Ikbuka and Jeremiah Smith. They're not facing off against the scout team. They've got to prepare to basically face, you know, the talent that they are going to see at game time. And not having that talent, not having that physicality for such a long layoff, definitely scary. So I understand what you're saying, and I'm a little scared of that as well, but I think Oregon's talent can overcome that. One person that I do believe also thinks Oregon's talent can overcome the 25-day layoff between games is our own 1080 The Fan's Dusty Hera. Dusty, he is live from Pasadena. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on with us, man. You must be busy setting up. How are the vibes down there? It must be a fun feeling on the eve of the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, today's been really cool. We're in the stadium. I'm currently talking to you guys from row 2, seat 2, in section 20 of the Rose Bowl, right at the 25-yard line of the Rose Bowl, and it's pretty cool here. The, you know, the stealth bomber coordinators are down on the field right now going through all of their final preparations of when the flyover is going to happen. The sun is shining. It's been, like, gray and gloomy down here in L.A., but today's a beautiful day, and it's awesome, man. It's awesome.
Dusty, there's a lot of talk right now about how the travel might affect the team. How has the travel affected the team? How have they been practicing? What does their schedule look like? Have they tried to set everything up as close to when the Rose Bowl will actually be played so that they're ready to go in prime time? What has the team done?
No, it's creatures of habit. You know how it goes, right? They're trying to keep everything as normal as they possibly can. And usually you don't go a few days before a trip. Usually if you're traveling anywhere, you're going the day before and you get a walkthrough and then, boom, it's game time. But I think that this abbreviated Rose Bowl week, it actually mirrors a little bit of what they did when they went to Michigan, right, where they were there for a couple of days. It was having to go from a hotel to an off-site, go and practice because they left on a Thursday instead of a Friday for that Michigan game. And so it kind of feels a little bit like that as far as the routine is going for them. And without having as many events, and that's one of the things that, you know, the Rose Bowl, it used to be a week full of events leading up to the game where, you know, Disneyland, Lowry's Beef Bowl, that's all been cut down, and it's really just kind of media availability in the mornings and then practice. So they've been keeping it really kind of as normal as they possibly can. They haven't been practicing like at times that are out of their schedule or out of their norm. But I heard Jordan, you talking earlier, like there's a big deal with a layoff as long as the ones the Ducks have had. It's been a really long time since they played football. And that will be interesting to see the rest versus rust conversation that we always talk about with the NFL teams in the playoffs and getting byes. Now we're going to try to see if it has an impact here in the college football playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see in this first iteration of a 12-team playoff, and then interesting even further going forward if they decide to shorten that gap or how they mess with games to maybe make it a little bit easier and not have as much of a rust versus rest convo. So compared to their first matchup, Dusty, what do you think could go differently between Oregon and Ohio State? I know they've got Jordan Burch back now. Ohio State has a couple of big injuries on the offensive line. What do you think is going to be the big difference from their first game to today, or tomorrow, excuse me?
Well, and that's the thing is when you get into big games like this, right, it's the unknown. And we saw a lot of those weird plays kind of happen in that first game. And it happened on both sides of the football, right? Whether it's guys fumbling that don't usually fumble or you know, weird, quirky plays, and the breaks go one team's way. And that's what happens when you have games that are in the margins. And I think that special teams are going to play a huge factor in this game, as they did the very first time. But I think one of the big things, and I said this last night on Ducks Roundtable, and it's a big one in my mind because we were waiting through those first 6 weeks of, when is Noah Whittington going to turn the corner? When is Noah Whittington going to be the guy that we saw prior to his injury against Colorado last year? And we saw that not necessarily in the Ohio State game, but the week after in that Purdue game, the catch in the end zone, the one-handed catch. And then from there on, he's been a different kind of running back. He's been running behind his pads. He's trusting his body, and I think it may be trusting his knee a little bit more. But I think having a 1-2 punch as opposed to just Jordan James, who was magnificent in that first matchup, now you have two of those backs that you wholeheartedly trust and rely on. And I think that is a huge one. I also think what's been interesting is I saw an article today about, you know, Blake Purchase kind of using this year as a redshirt year. I forgot that he, you know, these guys that come in, they play, and he's used it as a learning experience. I don't think that it's going to play a big factor in a game like this. Some of those guys that only played in four games and used a redshirt here, but now that you're in the postseason, they can play in every game moving forward. And what are those, maybe some of those guys that we haven't seen a whole heck of a lot of, right? Like, you know, Jay Harris, he's a big body running back. Do we see a little bit more of him and him getting some touches because he's been in the system, he's played in a few games? Those types of guys are going to be the ones. Look, in a game like this, we know what the knowns are, right? We know what Dylan Gabriel is. We know what Tez Johnson is. We know what Jordan Birch is and Will Howard and Emeka Okwuka and Jeremiah Smith, those guys. The guys who turn games like this on their head usually are the ones that are the role players, and they come up with big games. And last time it was Evan Stewart, who went off in that game against Ohio State in Autzen Stadium, and he's not a player on the margins or a role player because he's got star potential in him, but it's going to be some guys like those. And, you know, do we see Trayshawn Holden playing a full game and what that means for Oregon's offense, kind of opening things up? I think the role players are going to play a massive, massive, massive factor in this game.
Dusty, on Wednesday night, when we call you for the Ducks postgame scoreboard show, you're going to tell us that the Ducks won because of what?
Oh, man. Dude, if I knew that, I would not be working in radio. I'd be getting paid a lot more money.
It'd be like a college GM, football, right?
You know, like that was – but you know I think – I know exactly what you mean. And I think it is because Oregon wins the turnover battle and because they run the ball and control the pace of the game, not tempo. Chip Kelly may try to up the tempo like Penn State did against Oregon and get Oregon's defense on their heels a little bit. I think it's controlling the pace of the game and knowing that that's an electric offense on the other side of the field. I think turnovers and being able to run the football, it's two of the most basic things in all of football, but that's what, like, everybody wants to look for this, you know, silver bullet of how these games are going to be won. History tells us turnovers and the team that can run the football effectively, those are the ones that win big games. And that's what it comes down to when you get into, you know, whether it's a 12-team playoff or a 4-team playoff, the team that can run the ball and create extra opportunities for their offense is usually one that wins.
We're talking with 1080 The Fan's own Dusty Hera, host here on 1080, as well as the sideline reporter for Oregon football, host of the Odyssey podcast, the program as well, all things Oregon Ducks from Dusty Hera. One more question for you, Dusty. Can you speak to the growth that you've seen from Oregon as the season's gone on? You've been with them from game one. You've been really close to these players. You've seen the maturity. You've seen them come together. I mean, we heard stories about Dylan Gabriel's van taking wide receivers around the state, you know, before this season. We've gotten really cool updates on what the team's doing and how they've been growing together with the Ducks Weekly stuff on Oregon social media. But what do you see that's different about this team now as opposed to the start of the year?
This is a weird thing to say, but they've gotten so much depth back. Because you think about where they were at the beginning of the year, where remember how large the Matthew Bedford injury loomed,
yeah.
Where he was a transfer from Indiana and everybody was saying, hey, that guy's going to slide in. He's going to be a starting guard for this team. Well, what nobody was really talking about is that Nashad Strother and Dave Iuli at the beginning of the year, those first couple of games where Oregon struggled out of the gate, they weren't healthy, right? And then Nashad Strother comes back and he plays the entire second half against Boise State and the offensive line looked completely different. You also look at, you know, the Nixon, but they have not had a, and you can knock on wood here, the catastrophic injury this season where a main piece goes down and is done for the year, but they've had their nicks and bumps and bruises and guys like, you know, Tez Johnson missing a couple games, Justice Lowe, he misses two games at the end of the year. Well, we've seen, I think the biggest growth is that this team at the 12 team playoff is finally at full strength because guys like Dave Iuli, Nashad Strother, they weren't there at the beginning of the year, but as this team has kind of gone on and it benefits you to win some games decidedly where you're not having to grind out and play your starters, you know, 80 or 90 snaps in a game. And that helps with kind of the longevity and getting health along the way. I also think that a big one is the mastery of the offense from Dylan Gabriel, where even in that week six matchup, and I think the same can be said for Will Howard too on the opposite side for Ohio State, right? These are two guys that they came into brand new systems with expectations that were through the roof. And it is so hard for a quarterback to come in and just master an offense from, you know, winter and spring ball through a summer and just say, nope, this offense is going to be humming and it's going to be the real deal. I think both of these offenses are much more dangerous and much more explosive now that both of these quarterbacks have played a full season and they know this offense like the back of their hands, both Will Howard and Dylan Gabriel. I think that's massive growth for this team because it can check you into the right run play. It can get you to the right passing play in knowing where to go and really mastering how this offense is supposed to be operated. I think that's one of the biggest growths that we've seen from Oregon.
Dusty, one last one. How are you and the family doing down in the Rose Bowl? I know you guys are taking some extra time. Are you taking the kids down to the Rose Bowl? Do they understand the gravitas of getting to go to the granddaddy of them all? And then are you hitting some local LA spots?
Yeah, dude, this has been awesome to have, you know, my wife and kids came down to the game too. And, you know, just seeing, you know, their faces, they got to meet some of the players, and, you know, they got to meet Coach Lanning last night, and
wow.
it's been awesome. It's been really fun to kind of see them and understand they are at the age. You know, we're at, you know, 10 and 8, where they kind of understand how the magnitude of what is happening, and it's really cool. And my son met Jordan Birch last night, and I kid you not, he is a massive human being.
Yes.
He walked up to him, and he looked at him from his toes all the way up to his head. And my son was just like in awe of this just sheer size of Jordan Birch. So that's been awesome to see. And yeah, we're down, you know, we're staying near LA Live. So, you know, we had, you know, the Kings game on the first night that we came into town. We didn't go to it, but we saw everything on it that was going on outside. I mean, LA is a massive city, and it's been really cool to kind of be out here and have everybody down here. It's going to be awesome.
That sounds like so much fun, Dusty. Definitely jealous and so happy, though, for you and your family getting to experience that. Thank you for taking the time. Really quickly, what's your prediction for the game? Oregon currently a 2.5-point underdog.
Yeah, I think this one's going to come down to the wire. I think if anybody has any sort of definitive answer of who's going to win or how it's going to play out, I mean, they're just shooting from the hip. So I'm going to go with, you know, the team that won the first one. I mean, we've seen in the big matchups of games of this magnitude, games that have been really close and two heavy hitters, Georgia, Texas, it went Georgia's way two times this year. You know, Oregon, Washington last year, it went Washington's way last year twice. And I'm going to go with, you know, history will tell you that it's more of a crapshoot, and maybe it goes to the team that lost the first one just as often as it does, you know, the team that won the first one. But I'm going to go with Oregon in this one because they're playing really good team football right now, and they're healthy and playing at a really high clip.
All right, Dusty, I like it. I think I'm siding with you on this one, my friend. 1080's Dusty Hera checking in live from Pasadena. Appreciate it. Have a great call tomorrow, and enjoy your time down there, man.
All right. Have a good one, fellas.
All right, that's Dusty Hera, not only host here on 1080 The Fan of Danny and Dusty, but of course, Oregon sideline reporter, does great job during the games, giving all that up-to-the-minute info, as well as host of Odyssey's podcast, The Program. All right, we got to continue this Ducks conversation. Will and I are going to go through a position-by-position breakdown to see which team has the advantage, if any, in the Rose Bowl. It's Schulte and Will in for Danny and Dusty on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.